Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 15th of April. US President Trump appears to be so delighted with the economic consequences of their trade taxes to date that they are looking to further increase the burden on US consumers by preparing taxes on pharmaceuticals and computer chips. Although Trump retreated very quickly from taxing smartphones last Friday, smartphones could presumably be affected by any future tax on chips. Smartphone companies may get some comfort from the fact that there could be increased demand for their products elsewhere in the world, as foreigners visiting the United States rush to buy burner phones. Trump's delight at the consequences of taxes so far did not prevent them from hinting at a retreat from auto taxes. The retreat would allow car companies to move production to the United States, apparently. There are a few problems with that plan, which create uncertainty about the effectiveness of such a policy retreat, were it to happen. Moving complex car production is not something that can take place overnight. Moving car production creates an additional and unnecessary cost for car producers. They're constructing factories they don't want, in effect. Finally, persuading a chief executive to actually make a long-term investment in the current erratic policy environment of the United States might be difficult. Perhaps the solution is for chief executives to do something similar to the EU's approach during Trump's first term. Make vague noises about investing, which gets the taxes lifted, and then carry on as before. In the UK, the British Retail Consortium's March retail sales data had a stable and positive pace of growth. That seems to defy the rather dire predictions of the British Retail Consortium earlier this year about the impending collapse of consumer spending in the wake of the government's budget last year. Although people still seem to be prioritising having fun over spending on goods, retail sales values are holding up quite reasonably, with only a blip down last November in the recent past. Front-loading consumption ahead of trade taxes seems unlikely in the case of the UK. The UK hasn't really gone in for retaliatory tariffs. Ahead, in Germany, we have the April ZEW Business Expectations Survey. This is mainly a survey of economists, and economists prize rational behaviour. Given the current state of the world, economists may be in a less than positive frame of mind. Out of the United States, we get March import and export price data. The import price data reflects the prices before trade taxes are imposed. What will be relevant to markets is whether there is any change in the trends of import prices, bearing in mind that they are likely to be changes in the composition of US imports over time as well. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.